This is Shambhala-san, editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to Shambhala-san Audio. In Practicing with Cancer, the new installment of his column The Mindful Society, our senior editor Barry Boyce profiles Alana Rosenbaum, a cancer survivor who credits mindfulness as the key to her health and is doing her best to spread the word. Here, Barry shares his impressions of the very inspiring Alana and how she changed even his view on the Big C. How did you come to hear about Alana Rosenbaum?
I wanted to report on mindfulness and illness, and actually just started Googling, and several, if not nearly all, roads led to Alana Rosenbaum. And it turns out that her book had come across my desk about a year ago.
Now, this book is Here for Now, Living Well with Cancer Through Mindfulness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I had glanced at it, and then it got left under a pile. So I dug out the book, and then I found out that she had been an MBSR teacher, mindfulness-based stress reduction, in Massachusetts, starting early with Jon Kabat-Zinn and Saki Santarelli. And she knew several people that I knew, and they told me about Alana and said, in addition to whatever you might read on the web, Alana is just an amazing person.
How would they qualify that?
Well, these are people like my friend Larry Horwitz who were at Alana's deathbed. I mean, they thought she was dying. And they never saw anybody who had such energy and life when they were dying. And in fact, it's that energy and life which several of the doctors felt helped her to survive the cancer because, I mean, very practically speaking, she was able to respirate better. And if, you know, if you're freaked out, your respiration, you know, your breathing gets much worse. And her breathing was very compromised. So if she'd been freaking out, she well could have died.
Her quote is, "Without mindfulness during that period, I actually believe I would have died."
Yeah, that's her belief, and I think it's not just about having will to live, but it's also about that the actual practice of mindfulness made her body work better when it was under such duress. And certainly what the people who knew her well for so many years were inspired by was her ebullience and lift while she had cancer. Because, you know, the Big C is it's such a scary thing in our world. I mean, you say the word cancer and, you know, it's automatic freak out all the way around. And I think everybody nowadays is connected to cancer. Well, I'm defying to find somebody who doesn't know somebody who has cancer. And most people my age know at least three people who have died of cancer. Working on the story and talking to Alana helped me to realize that in my mind, I was holding cancer off as something aberrant, not really part of my world, planning to be shocked when it came into my world. Then I realized, well, no, we're all connected by that disease, and so the better we can relate to it, all of us, the better we're all going to be.
That was Barry Boyce reflecting on the inspiring Alana Rosenbaum, who he covered in the November 2009 installment of his column, The Mindful Society. To read the article, just click the link in this post, or the one found on our current issue page. You'll also find it, of course, in our new issue, on page 71. To subscribe to the Shambhala-san and save half off, just click the subscribe link found at the top of any page on shambhalasan.com. This is Rod Mead Sperry. Thanks for listening to Shambhala-san Audio.